With you, open your Bibles to Nehemiah, and we'll just jump right into the Word today.
Amen.
Amen. Last week, we talked about the power of a name, and Jesus is the greatest name named, but there's power in a name. We talked about our name, and we used Barnabas meant son of consolation or son of encouragement, and we find through Barnabas's life that he lived out his name, He was considerate of others. He was competent in God. He was competent in himself. He was competent in others. We find that even in the midst of confrontation, he still confirmed others. So it's important for us to, we talk about the power of our name and that our name has meaning. How many know that every word has a meaning? All right? So every time we speak, and we just don't speak idly because everything we say has meaning. You know, sometimes people don't understand, but everything that everyone does most of the times has a purpose and a plan behind it. Okay? So are you with me today? Yesterday, man, I'm just telling you, as your pastor, man, I was so thrilled. I wasn't the greatest worker, but I hung out with them a little bit, and I don't know my left from the right, but... I was so blessed by the men and the women that came out to work in the basement and to continue in that project. And you know that everything, for this ministry to fulfill everything that God's called it to do, the basement is part of it. Hello? That's all part of it. God wouldn't waste any of the space here. God's going to use every space that he's given us. Amen. And if we're going to have a worldwide healing ministry and people coming from all around the world to be healed, we better be ready to have a place to take care of them. Amen. So as we were all working together, we're all about the Father's business. It's his business. It's not mine. It's not yours. It all belongs to him. I count it an honor to be included in the Father's business. Amen. You know, the Lord was saying something to me when I was looking at this Nehemiah, as I was watching things were transgressing, things that are taking place, and I see those things that are happening. The Lord was reminding me that as we find in our text today, when we're getting there in a minute, he said when someone's always disagreeing with you, they'll find others to disagree with you against you also. And that's when persecution comes. See, if people disagree with you all the time, they'll find someone else to disagree with you, and then they'll come to persecute. Hello? I mean, that's the way it is. So let's go to Nehemiah, and we'll see what the Spirit of God wants to say to us today, because you know that God has something that he wants to say. Why do you think that he tried to knock the mic out, that old devil? He tried to knock the mic out today because God has something for you to hear. So turn with me to Nehemiah chapter 4. We're going to read with verse number 1. It says, "But it came to pass that when Sanballat heard that we built the wall, he was angry and took great indignation and mocked, and spake before the brethren and the army of Samaria, finding someone else, and said, What do these feeble Jews? Will they fortify themselves, and will they sacrifice, and will they make an end in the day? Will they revive the stones out of the heaps of the rubbish which are burned? Now Tobiah the Ammonite was by him, and he said, Even that which they build, if a fox go up, he shall even break down their stone wall. Here comes the prayer. Hear, O our God, for we are despised, and turn their reproach upon their own head, and give them for a prey in the land of captivity. And cover not their iniquity, and let not their sin be blotted out from before thee, for they have provoked thee to anger before the builders." And here's where I want to take us today, in verse number 6. "So built we the wall, and all the wall was joined together unto the half thereof, for the people had a mind to work." The title of this morning's message, with the help of the Lord, is My Father's Business Incorporated. Well, Pastor, why'd you put incorporated? You know, in a corporation, there's a hedge of protection from you personally. In other words, the corporation separates you and the corporation and the business. And what God wants you to understand, and when you're in the Father's business, when people come out against you, they're not coming against you, they're coming against Him, because it's His business, not ours. So I've called it My Father's Business Incorporated. You know, and each and every one of us are incorporated into the same business. Amen? The Father's business. Jesus said this in Luke 2:49. He said, I must be about My Father's business. Amen? So there's three things I want to share with you today out of our text. The construction, the cooperation, and the comprehension. Amen? Are you ready? Can we lift a word and make a declaration in the house today? Say, I believe this is the written word of God. God wrote this word to me. I am what God's word says I am. I can have everything God's word says I can have. I can be who God says I can be. Today, I will hear God's word and my life will be changed. It'll never be the same. Lord, speak to me, Your servant, for I am listening in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Father, we're so grateful, Father God. We're grateful that You sent Your word here this day to accomplish something in every heart and every life of each and every one that's gathered in this room. So, Father, my prayer this morning is speak to me, Father God. Speak to the people. May they hear Your word. May it come forth with clarity. May it come forth with understanding. May they be built up. May they be encouraged. May they be comforted by the preaching and teaching of Your holy word. When all is said and all is done and all is complete, to You be the glory. To You be the honor. And to You be all the praise. But we ask these things in Jesus' name. And all God's people said, amen and amen. Amen. So first we find it says, so built we the wall. Yesterday, we had some men that were putting up and building a wall. We were doing this together. Amen. There were so many different parts that takes place for the whole to come. And that's why it's so important for you to realize, no matter if you were there yesterday or you're here today or whatever you do for the kingdom of God, you're part of the business. Amen? And I want you to know, I was reminded that yesterday and this morning when I was praying and thanking the Lord for everything that's happening, for the things, I'm thanking Him for the things that I see already and the things that are still yet to come. Amen? I want to be in an attitude of gratitude. I want to be in an attitude of praise and have a grateful heart. And the Lord took me this morning to 1 Thessalonians chapter 1. So go with me there. Our first thing is to construct. If you're going to construct something, you're going to build it, you know? We're here to construct. We're here to build. We're here to build one another up, not to tear one another down. Amen? My Father's business is a building business. At all, you with me? So in 1 Thessalonians chapter 1, verse number 2, as Paul was thankful, he has a grateful heart, he's talking to the church of Thessalonica, he says, we give thanks to God always for you all, making mention of you in our prayers. I want you to know, as your pastor of this ministry and my wife, we give God thanks for you always in our prayers. We're grateful for every last one. Sometimes you may not think that we notice, or you know, might not think that we see what you're doing, but we don't. There's not much that we miss. We may not speak it all the time with our mouths, but our hearts, amen, our hearts are grateful. God says that he is thankful that you took part and you're part of the Father's business. Verse number 3 is where I want to focus your attention, though. So when I'm giving thanks, I'm remembering without ceasing three things: your work of faith, your labor of love, and your patience of hope. Your work of faith, your labor of love, and your patience of hope. And our Lord Jesus Christ in the sight of God and of our Father. Amen. In other words, God wants you to know, hey, that your work of faith does not go unnoticed. Not only do we notice, but God notices. God doesn't miss anything. God doesn't miss the things you do in front, and he doesn't miss the things you do in secret. There's no hiding from him. He sees everything. Amen. But he says, I give thanks for your work of faith. You know, the Bible says in James 2:17, faith without works is dead, being alone. Amen? Amen? So a work of faith is some outward things that are taking place. What we were doing yesterday was for the kingdom of God. You know, when I was telling everybody thank you, one of the young men said to me, he was very young, one of these very young men said unto me, well, I was doing it for the Lord, not for you. Praise God for the very, very young man. Amen. Thank God. Amen. Because you're not doing it for me. You're doing it for him. Everything we do, we're doing for the kingdom of God. We're not doing it for man. We're doing it for God. He says, man, I'm giving thanks for your work of faith and your labor of love. Labor of love. Turn with me to Hebrews chapter 6. Hebrews 6. Verse number 10. When you're there, say amen. Verse number 10. Says, for God is not unrighteous to forget your work and labor of love, which you have shown towards his name, and that you have ministered to the saints and do minister. And we desire that every one of you do show the same diligence to full assurance of hope until the end, that you be not slothful, but followers of them who through faith and patience inherit the promises. Amen. So we're thankful and we're giving thanks for your work of faith, because faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. We're thankful to the Lord for your work of faith and your labor of love. Labor of love is sharing God's love to whoever you come in contact with. There are some young people and there are some older folks that are in the classrooms today, and they're expressing God's love to your children. They're expressing God's love to your grandchildren. Amen. And man, when we get that, you know that some Sundays, if you would go to these classrooms, our classrooms aren't big enough for our children. This classroom over here, they could have how many, 10, 15 people in this little room? Young people that are taking the morning class, when there are six of you in the class in there, it's kind of full, isn't it? Can you imagine 15 little ones? And then you have to imagine 15 little ones trying to get them organized and in order. You know, that's how much we need to finish the project downstairs. Amen. It's not a space that's needed. Amen. I'm not here promoting building, but it's part of the kingdom of God. It's part of my Father's house. It's part of my Father's business. Amen. You know, and we're about the Father's business. That's why we're here today. Amen. We're here all about the Father's business. Some men can't understand anything but business. God wants to talk to you as a businessman. God is business minded. Amen. He said that you were, we give thanks for your work of faith, your labor of love, and your patience of hope. Your patience of hope. Remember, faith is the substance of things hoped for. You know, sometimes we can't see everything. Amen? But you know, when I was looking at that, he took me to Romans chapter 5. So go with me to Romans 5. Verse number 1. The Word of God says, therefore, being justified by faith, we have peace with God through the Lord Jesus Christ, by whom also we have access by faith into this grace, wherein we stand and rejoice in the hope of the glory of God. And not only so, but we glory in tribulations also, knowing that tribulation worketh patience, and patience experience, and experience hope. And hope maketh not ashamed, because the love of God is shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Ghost, which is given unto us. Amen. You know, as Paul was writing to the church of Thessalonica, he was giving thanks. He was giving thanks for their work of faith, their labor of love, and their patience of hope. Amen. Amen. In other words, the God is saying to all of us as his children, don't grow weary in well-doing, for in due season we're going to reap if we faint not. Amen. You know, we spoke last week about the confidence that we have, being confident of this very thing, that he that's begun a good work is faithful to see it through. God never starts something he doesn't finish. You shall be, it said in the beginning, and amen at the end. And see, he's the beginning and the end. He is the first and he is the last. He is the Alpha and the Omega. He is the beginner and the author and the finisher of our faith. Amen. So he's the first and the last and everything in between. Amen. Amen. So I'm grateful. I'm grateful that we're building something together. Amen. Amen. I'm grateful that we're building something together. Amen. Look at your neighbor and say, I'm grateful that we're building the kingdom of God together. Look at him and say it. I'm grateful that we're building the kingdom of God together. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Hey, we're confessing something. You know, when I start up something, why do you think I have you do that? Confession is made with the mouth. All of a sudden, you're speaking something. How many know that when you speak something, it comes to existence? Amen. All of a sudden, when we're talking to one another, we're prophesying over one another, we're speaking this into existence. Don't you think that the adversary doesn't want us to come in unity? Don't you think that he wants us to do things alone? Amen. He'll try to get you to look at everything that's wrong with the pastor. Hey, guess what? There's all kinds of things wrong with your pastor. Ain't that the truth? Hallelujah. Amen. Hey, and you're not looking at me, but look at the one we serve. All I can do is my very best. I got to read that. I'll read it again. I'll get it on recording. This is from Terry Matthews when we were down in Tulsa the other week. And this is what he came forth, and this is the word. I want you to get this, and I want you to get it in your heart. Listen. God is on my side, for the blood has been applied. Every need shall be supplied, and nothing shall be denied. So I enter into his rest, and I know that I am blessed. I have passed the test, and I will get God's best. Amen. Come on, give God a shout. Amen. So he says, so built we the wall. So built we the wall. Is that what it said? I better go back. I don't think that's what it said. I don't want to misquote scripture. He said, so built we the wall. Yeah, okay, just want to make sure. Amen. So that's the construction, okay? And the Bible says also, and he said, and all the wall was joined together. And all the wall was joined together. And all the wall. That's us, that's the cooperation. We call it the co-op. In other words, the kingdom of God is going to take us joining together. There's denominational walls that somewhere along the line, these walls have to come down. All right? Somewhere along the line, they have to come down. These walls, and all was joined together. In other words, it's God's business. And to fulfill this great command, we have to cooperate with one another and be in cooperation. Got it? In other words, we have to it's a cooperation. In other words, it's all of us together doing the same thing. Now, when I was looking at this, again, blessed, thanking God, praising Him, that 2 weeks ago, there was 20 men, 20, exactly 20, that stood up here and answered a call to be armor bearers. Now, an armor bearer in the Hebrew comes from the Hebrew word nasal. It's spelled N-A-S-A. It's pronounced nasal. Nasal is someone that lifts up, someone that helps, someone that regards, someone that respects, someone that honors. In other words, what you're saying is, Pastor, we're going to come behind you and we're going to do what God's called us to do as a ministry. We're going to do it together. We're going to do it in unity. And when I was looking at that, the Lord took me to 1 Samuel chapter 14. So let's go in God's word and see how this works. In other words, we're not going to ask you to do anything that God's word doesn't say. Amen? Amen? Because as long as we're going by the word and according to his word, we know it's him. Right? 1 Samuel chapter 14, verse number 6. And Jonathan, the son of Saul, King Saul, said to the young man that bare his armor, come and let us go over unto the garrison of these uncircumcised, that it may be that the Lord will work for us, for there's no restraint to the Lord to save by many or by few. Verse number 7. And his armor bearer said unto him, do all that is in thine heart. Turn thee, behold, I am with thee according to thy heart. The Amplified says, according to what your mind, to whatever you think best. Let me say something to you. There is no one that prays more and seeks the Lord more for the future of Greatest Freedom Ministry than your pastor. There is no one that's going to the Lord to seek him for this ministry more than me. I want you to say that. I want you to understand that. And I want you to understand something. Proverbs 3:5 says, I am trusting the Lord with all my heart. I try not to lean to my own understandings. I try to acknowledge him in all my ways. And I believe that he directs my path. I believe that he's guiding me and he's directing me. And what you're saying is, hey, Pastor, you got a great vision. God's called you to a great vision. We're going to come behind you to fulfill this vision. We're going to stand with you. We're going to intercede for you. We got your back. We got your back. Come here a minute. Can you come here a minute? Just turn around. Let's lock arms like this. See, an armor bearer is like this. You know, there's no armor on my back. All my armor's on the front. Why do you think so many people will try to stab you in the back? Why do you think so many people try to come up from behind and sneak to get you? Because you don't have your back. God's put people as an armor bearer to have your back. God wants you to know that if somebody's looking out for your back, you can keep moving forward in your future. God's saying he has called us for a great and mighty ministry. It's greater than you have in your minds and your ideas. You got to come out of yourself and believe God's called this thing for greatness. God said he's going to bring people from all over the world to be healed in this house. Why do you think the devil in the pits of hell wants to try to stop what God's doing? Because God has some great plans. Not that he isn't going to use other ministries. Not that he isn't going to use other people. But praise God, he chose us. Amen. He called us. Amen. He called you here. He called each and every one of you here because we're going to do this together. This isn't a one-man show. This is my Father's Business Incorporated. Hallelujah. Amen. This is a corporation, and we got his covering. Amen. You know, in the corporate world, there's a hedge of protection, and we got the hedge. His name is Jesus. You know, in Judges chapter 20, Verse number 11. When Israel went out to war, the Bible says that the men were knit together as one man. If one can put 1,000 to flight, 10,000, what could take place if we just come into unity? Amen? What happens if we just believe God and His Word? Amen? I thank God for every man and every woman in the house. Amen? We can't do nothing without you, but we can do all things with Christ and with you. Amen? Everyone has a part. Amen? And so many times, the Bible says, don't despise small beginnings. Amen? Some of you may not be, you might not be where God's called you to be yet, but you're walking towards that thing. Don't despise where you're at. Just keep on going. Amen? Keep on going, because God has a great plan. Amen? I'm excited. Hallelujah. I'm excited. God's excited.
Amen.
God's excited about what's taking place in your life. You cold? Okay. Amen. Are you with me?
Amen.
Are you with me? You know, he said, so built we the wall, and all the wall was joined together. So we have the construction, we have the cooperation. It's going to take us cooperating with him and each other. Cooperation. And thirdly, the people had a mind, for the people had a mind to work. In other words, we will accomplish whatever we set our minds to do. Whatever you set your mind to do, you're going to do. Amen? So let's get into the Word and let's go there. Go with me to Philippians chapter 2. Rather, the name is Pastor Carl, Pastor Frank, Pastor Pete, Pastor Joe. It doesn't matter, okay? God's called someone to lead the army, okay? And, you know, we want to pray for our leaders. God tells us to pray for our leaders. Amen? And you know, as you're serving for the kingdom of God, as you're serving others, then He elevates you. Amen? Philippians chapter 2, verse number 1, we're going to look at the comprehension. The comprehension. The Word of God says, if there be therefore any consolation in Christ, if any comfort of love, if any fellowship of the Spirit, if any bowels and mercies, fulfill ye my joy that ye be like-minded, having the same love, being of one accord in one mind. Let nothing be done through strife or vainglory, but in lowliness of mind, let us esteem other better than themselves. Let not every man on his own things, but every man also on the things of others. Let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus. Amen? In other words, what we're doing is we're going to accomplish what God sets us, gave us to do. We comprehend. The comprehension is understanding and having the mind of Christ. Amen? We're not building our kingdom. We're building His kingdom. You know, if you look with me in Ephesians chapter 3, this was Paul's prayer. Ephesians 3, 16. This is my prayer also for this body, for every believer in the room, that He would grant you, verse 16, according to the riches of His glory, to be strengthened with might by His Spirit in the inner man. That Christ may dwell in your hearts by faith, and ye being rooted and grounded in love, may be able to comprehend with all saints what is the breadth and length and depth and height, and to know the love of Christ which passeth knowledge, that ye might be filled with all the fullness of God. Now unto Him that is able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to the power that worketh in us, unto Him be glory in the church of Christ by Christ Jesus throughout all ages, world without end. Amen. Amen. And what the Lord was saying to me is this, That as we comprehend and we understand, when the people had a mind to work, that we're working together for the kingdom of God, then that's what we'll begin to communicate. That's Philippians verse, Philemon verse number 6, that says that the communication of our faith may become effectual by the acknowledging of every good thing that's within us through Christ, in Christ Jesus. In other words, that's when our communication starts becoming effective. Amen? When we're walking in unity together. You know, the Bible says a house divided can't stand. The Bible says that unless two walk together, how can they be agreed? Amen? And in other words, what we're doing is we're understanding that we're all called into the Papa's business. Amen? How many know that when you're called into Papa's business, it comes with benefits? It comes with benefits. It comes through benefits. There's benefits about being in the Father's business. He healeth all of your diseases. Amen. He restoreth thy health. He gives you strength. Amen. He renews yourself like an eagle. Amen. Praise God. Amen.
Amen.
I'm thankful for the benefit package. I'm thankful that God doesn't have the Obama insurance plan. Hello? Amen. I thank God for my insurance. Blessed assurance, Jesus is mine. Oh, what a foretaste of glory divine. Heir of salvation. Go ahead and sing it, Barbara G. You want to?
Purchased of God, born of His Spirit, washed His blood. This is my story, this is my song, praising my Savior all the day long. This is my story, this is my song, praising my Savior all the day long.
Hallelujah. Blessed assurance, Jesus is mine. Give God a shout. Hallelujah. Man, you ought to be happy. Amen? You ought to be happy. Are you listening to what the Lord just said? And you know that we're in the Father's business? Amen? We've got a family business. Amen. I don't know about you, but my Father's business isn't affected by the economy. You hear me? The economy doesn't have an effect on the Father's business. As I'm walking with Daddy, and I'm walking in Daddy's favor, when things get bad, my business still keeps going. People say, well, how do you get that business? Oh, it's my Daddy. It's my Daddy's business. We're incorporated. He's got me covered. He's got me covered. Come on, church. He's got you covered. He's got you covered. This is a corporation, my friends. What God is saying, He's called us to build the kingdom of God together for the family business. He says, what we need to do, we need to cooperate with Him and cooperate with one another. It's a cooperation. God didn't choose to do it by Himself. He called you and I to be part of His business. Amen? So as we're cooperating with Him and cooperating with one another, all of a sudden, look out. And then there's a comprehension. Do you hear what the Spirit is saying to us today? Stop looking at what separates and look what unites. Don't stop trying to find everything that's wrong with one another. Amen? There ain't nobody right in the house. The only one right in the house is Jesus. Amen? Praise God. To Him be the glory. To Him be the honor. And then when somebody comes to you and they don't like what you have to say about Jesus, you just smile and say, oh, it's Daddy's business. Take it up with Him. You don't like what I have to say to you sometimes and what I preach? That's okay. It's the daddy's business. Take it up with him. Go in your prayer closet and say, Lord, I didn't like what he had to say today. And see what he has to say to you. It's the daddy's business. It's not your business. It's not my business. It's his business. And all God is saying to you and I today is, will you be about my business? Will you answer the call that I have on your life? I called you to do something that no one else can do but you. There's not another soul that can do what God called you to do. There's not another one but you. And all God is saying is, son, daughter, hey, you're part of my business. We got to just do this and do that. Will you listen? Are you comprehending? You hear what God's saying? I like it. You know what I love about it? I can tell the truth. And whether they like it or not, it's not on me. Take it up with Daddy. Take it up, Daddy. And guess what? If I don't tell you the truth, Daddy's going to take it up with me. Hello? Hello? I'm not standing up here as one that don't have to give an account. Amen? So the question I ask you in closing today is simply this. What are you going to do with what you heard today? You know, this is a rhema word of God to you today. This word's about today. It's about now. Now is the season. Now is the time. Amen? To put our hands to the plow. Jesus said, no man having put his hand to the plow and looking back is fit for the kingdom of God. Amen? Papa's got some farming to do. He's looking for us to dig some furrows. He's looking for us to plant some seed. He's looking for us to pray that the rain waters the seed and the seed brings forth fruit. And that the fruit remains. That whatsoever we ask the Father in his name, because we're in the Father's business, he gives it us. Amen? Bow your heads and let us pray. Father, we're so grateful that you sent your word here today to accomplish what you sent it to do. In the closing moments of this service, if you're here today and maybe you